A Dublin city councillor has expressed concern about antisocial behaviour at a housing complex in Ballyfermot, where a man in his 30s died in a stabby incident on Tuesday morning. A woman in her 40s, known to the victim, has been arrested and is being questioned in connection with the fatal stabbing. Hazel Norton, Peel Before Profit Dublin city councillor, says she's been raising concerns with the city council about antisocial behaviour at Claddagh Court since 2018. She's on the line now. Councillor Norton, welcome to News at One and thanks for talking to us.
No problem, thank you.
You might just explain Claddagh Court. It's a housing complex for the most part, I think, for older people, which is run by the city council.
It is, yeah. It's a sole senior cits complex and it's managed by Dublin City Council.
And it's long been, it seems, bedeviled, at least in your experience, by various problems in relation to antisocial behaviour.
Yeah, so as you said there, in 2018, I invited out the then housing manager from Dublin City Council out to meet the residents on their request to talk about the complex and some improvements that could be made around safety. And one of the issues, I suppose, that would relate to what's happening at the moment is around the gate and access. It's meant to be a gated community and there was you were able to get access from the outside into it through the gate being broken and from fobs being handed out to community, probably family members and so on. But what has happened, I suppose, since then is there's been an escalation in antisocial behaviour and residents have been getting in touch throughout those years and saying that it's getting worse and pleading with something to be done for their own safety. It was very uncomfortable, it was dangerous and they felt like maybe that they weren't being listened to. Mm-hmm. But I suppose it is important to say that Dublin City Council have been engaging on some level with residents, but the particular piece that I've been working on intensively for in the area is they obviously don't have enough powers within their policy to tackle antisocial behaviour within the community, whether it be on a tenancy level or in private accommodation. Either way, it has a detrimental effect for everybody living in the community. Mm. And that's the piece that I would like to see them work on.
One of the concerns here is around, I think, what's called cuckooing, where people yeah. who are vulnerable find themselves in a situation where their apartment, their property is taken over and used by, maybe it's for drug dealing or whatever other kind of activity. Mm-hmm. It seems extraordinary this can happen in a complex that's meant to be under the supervision of the city council.
Exactly. And I think the problem which always kind of happens when we're dealing around social issues is terminology and what exactly is cuckooing. Did they completely take over it? When the Dublin City Council were speaking to the man who owns the apartment, he was saying, I know these people, they're my friends. And there's a piece of like, oh, well, then we've asked them and, you know, we don't deem this cuckooing, therefore it's antisocial behaviour. And it's this terminology that's very frustrating because cuckooing means that there's a level of intimidation and whether that's somebody even being aware that they're being manipulated and used and abused for the access to their apartment. Like it starts to become very minutiae. Yeah. And it's clear from what I'm seeing happening in our community that there was a case of intimidation here and they were using his apartment for their use.
What then is the answer to this? I mean, presumably resident supervisors would go a long way towards nipping these kind of things in the bud.
I'd like to see that and I wish that was the case and I have had these debates with Dublin City Council and the housing manager and those working locally and I'd like to see us support them and more collaborative on it. You know, we're relaunching our Cherry Orchard development plan on Friday where we've working on empowering the community and there's so many services out there and I'm sure you've heard this argument. We do have youth services. Mm. We've all sorts of way that we could be linking in tenants that may be identified as being vulnerable, that may need support. They mightn't be saying that they don't need it, but probably for their sake and for the rest of the residents' sake within the community block, they need to be linked in to make sure that there is a level of safe living for everybody.
Very good.
So we've identified the needs. We're just looking for them to come on board with us.
Councillor Hazel Norton, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. Dublin City Council did issue a statement. They say they're aware of the incident at Claddagh Court on Monday night. The Gardaí are currently investigating the circumstances and the City Council is not making any further comment at this time.